I've got my crank meter ready to turn up.
When you think of Canada, you think of me, right?
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I think I'm just going to start billing myself as the only sane one on this broadcast.
Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome to a very special episode of Addicts Live. And Happy New Year. Yes, by the time you watch this, it will be the first day of 2019, even though we're recording this while it's still 2018. So hello from the past.
Yeah.
I hope you made all your resolutions.
I hope they turn us into old characters.
So a new year means a whole new series of events in TSTO to come. But of course, we can't look forward until we wrap up the past. So this episode of Addicts Live, we'll be doing our annual TSTO year in review. Yes, we're breaking down all of the events that were in TSTO in 2018, 6 mini events and 6 main events in total. So for those who don't know me, I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict, and I've assembled the whole Addicts crew for this special recap. Yes, my co-hosts this year, for this year in review episode, are the New Year's baby himself, Patrick.
Woo-hoo! 65, I'm on the dole, baby.
Yes, today, when you're watching this, will also be Patrick's birthday. So happy birthday in advance, Patrick. Now I don't have to tell you in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Pat, in 3 weeks, I'm going to forget.
Okay, perfect. You should be 65.
Predicting the future. We're also joined by our traveling reporter live from the frozen tundra of Canada, Super Safi.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
And the man who needs no introduction because he's simply that awesome. The one, the only, Wookster.
Wow, I'm going to remember that intro. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So awesome. No introduction needed.
39 episodes and you finally get a good intro.
Use it on 40, the boat.
43 pages deep in papers.
So let's jump into it, boys, shall we? We're going to kick this off with the mini events of 2018. This year saw 6 mini events hit our games. So here's a brief recap of each. January saw Birch Barlow, Rose Quimby, and loads of Capital City and Shadow Government items hit our games in the Buck Stops year. The Luck of the Drunk hit our games in March as we saw Howard Duff, Ramrod, Meat Hook, and loads of boozy-inspired items hit in Homer versus the 18th Amendment. April Showers bought us a May murder mystery as we saw Dave Sutton, the Sundial, and loads of other Evil Burns items hit our games in Who Shot Mr. Burns Part 3. The dog days of summer were doggy indeed as July bought Poochie, Mrs. Scratchy, disapproving squirrel, Roy, and a whole host of other itchy and scratchy items to our games in Poochie's dog days. I cannot read or speak today. September was super as Hot Flash, Iron Lung, and Every Man hit our games, along with a whole host of comic book inspired items in superpowers. And finally, we were all truly thankful in November as Moe's family made their way into our games and hearts. With our shoe fighting tricks, Marv, Morty, Minnie, and Mo gathered around the Mattress King store to beat the crap out of one another in the 2018 Thanksgiving event. So guys, based on those 6 events, what was your favorite mini event, middle of the road mini event, and least favorite mini event? We'll start with Safi.
So for me, my favorite event was Thanksgiving just because it brought us Mo's family. I really did enjoy seeing all of them, the Mattress King. It was a great episode from just last season. So the prices were a little high on the premium characters. Minnie was, I thought, the weakest of the offerings in terms of what they could have offered as the freemium choice. But overall, it wasn't the strongest year for mini events this year compared to last year. So I would definitely have to go with Thanksgiving 2018. Just barely ahead of Homer versus the 18th Amendment, which I really liked as well, because Meat Hook and Ramrod, I really did want for a while. They were part of the bracket battle as well, so it was nice to see them. In terms of middle of the road, I went with Poochie's Dog Days, and sorry, I'm checking my notes, and Who Shot Mr. Burns. So those were kind of my middle of the road. And then I wasn't a big fan of the Buck Stops here. That was my least favorite one, as well as Superpowers 3. The last two Superpowers superhero ones being full-length events, this just didn't feel the same. So it was kind of a bit of a letdown, this year's Superpower event. Plus, they introduced most of the superheroes, characters and items I wanted already. So it was kind of like, let's just throw what's left into this event.
Good. There's no, we don't have to say anything else. Excellent recap, Seth. I'm going to go with my favorite. I'm going to go with Seth on this. Was Thanksgiving. I thought it was timely. I loved most family. I used to do advertising for Waterbed Warehouse, so it was like, oh, I gotta have that. I have to have that. I mean, we made a lot of money off Waterbed Warehouse back in the 80s.
The 80s.
Love the 80s. The least favorite mini was clearly superheroes. Enough with the superheroes. We're done with superheroes. When the superheroes start feeling not super at all, it's time to be done. So I was finished with that. I had a bunch of middle of the roads. Homer versus the 18th Amendment, I thought was – okay, it was like a B-ish. Had a lot of C's. I mean, the good and the bad really stood out as being, you know, apex and lowpex. So we'll go from there. I think I'm going to coin that. Lowpex. I like that. Lowpex Luther. Another superhero.
Buck?
Well, I'm going to defer because my favorite mini event was Superpowers.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
he talked about it on his blog.
No, I was really, really happy, A, for them to bring in some of the super stuff that they did in the first ones. That I was like, yes, give me the Iron Lung, the Rambler, and Hot Flash. Like, I really wanted them. And then I appreciated that they were, you know, give us a proper drive-in rather than that crap one we had before. Everyman finally coming in as a character with some really hilarious dialogue with comic book guy, and getting another comic book store, because Lord knows we need more comic book stores. All of them. All the comic book stores. But like my close second would have been Homer versus 18th Amendment. I really, really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Middle of the road, probably. I mean, so like, I really enjoyed Thanksgiving because nothing says Thanksgiving like hitting your family members with a shoe. So maybe that's why I didn't pick it. But that's my middle of the road, because on it, like, no, I mean, it's so new. Like, Mo having a family literally like last season. So that didn't feel like Thanksgiving to me. But I enjoyed getting a mattress store. That was cool. Bob's Big Buddha made me happy. But it was sort of just like a hodgepodge. Like, what can we throw at you? There was no unifying link to me. And Who Shot Mr. Burns was sort of middle of the road. But I agree with Safi. The buck stops here. The whole, you know, going to Capital City. That crap doesn't even fit in my town. I found a place for it. But, you know, Birch Barlow, like, I don't like the person that he's based off of. So why do I need him as a character in my town?
And sorry, Wookie, you look like Wilson from Home Improvement right now. So.
What?
Your face is cut off.
All I can see is this.
She said it. She said it's, the video's not going up. It's just sound.
No, video's going up.
Oh, well, then it's going to be awful because I have not been paying attention to my camera.
That's
all right. Hopefully you've enjoyed
this. I think it's kind of cool. All right. In fact, I'm going to opt for this for every one we do from now on. I'd like to see half your face and you rubbing your head the whole time.
It just shows you that he's thinking. He's contemplating what he's
doing. I'm going to be like, TTFN, Wookiee out. I was embarrassed. Here, look at my shirt. It's cool. It's got scary clowns. Yeah, so I don't know what to say now.
So, yeah.
I've just been half holding like my phone while I've been talking, thinking it was just voice.
No worries. That's how you are on every episode anyway.
Right.
Little shaky phone.
Well, yeah, because the stupid webcam doesn't work on my computer now.
Yes. All right. So my list would be, my favorite is a tie between Homer versus the 18th Amendment and Thanksgiving. I did enjoy Thanksgiving. I think everyone needs their family. So
hold on. Rules. Point of order. I didn't know we could have ties.
It's my site. I can do whatever I want.
I knew she was going to pull that card. I knew it. Okay, go ahead.
No, but I would say between those two, I mean, Homer versus the 18th Amendment, probably more. If you are forcing me to pick one, I would say Homer versus the 18th Amendment. I really enjoyed that because I've been waiting for that stuff to hit our games ever since Rex Banner was introduced into Springfield in 2014 or 2013. So Homer versus the 18th Amendment is probably, if you're forcing my hand to pick one, that would be my favorite.
There we go.
My middle of the road would be Who Shot Mr. Burns. I wasn't overly impressed, underly impressed. It was just there. I didn't care too much about getting half of that stuff, but it was there. I didn't mind it. My least favorite was Superpowers. Sorry, Wook. I think superheroes just need to die in Springfield for you.
Yeah, you guys are all allowed to have your wrong opinions.
That's the man wearing the superhero shirt. Yeah, okay.
No, that's Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Pat. That is a B-movie classic.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Hold on. Let me talk again so they can't see my face. So, my lines look like.
So, those are my three. We did put up a poll for the readers to answer, and there, and I will post the full graphics so they can see everything, how it fully broke down in the show notes of this episode. But the reader's favorite was Who Shot Mr. Burns. Their middle of the road was Buck Stops Here. And their least favorite was Superpowers. So, Wook, 4 out of 5.
But we should point out that Thanksgiving, that all you guys loved, was the second runner-up for worst. So, just saying.
I think the poll is flawed. And then if you have a middle of the road that doesn't match the top or the bottom in some way, something's weird. But it's okay. We'll go with that. I know. But, no, the interesting thing for me was that a lot of them just didn't feel complete. They did feel like they were kind of thrown in there. They weren't tracking anything at all, which I think was the hardest part. The 18th Amendment I liked. That would have been, again, kind of up there with a tie, if we were allowed to have ties. But that would have been right up there.
All right.
If you give me like 10 minutes, I can like do some sort of calculation and take into account the highest, the middle, and the low, and
yeah, come up
with what the true value would be in terms of ranking all six.
And then I'd like you to give the results in Japanese, please.
Yes. And we want the results in one of the 20 languages you speak.
Six, but anyways.
Watashi wa superhero. Ichiban desu ne.
Just move your lips really fast, and then we'll like dub it over. Be like, today.
Sounds like a plan.
Today.
All right. Okay.
All right. So now what we've all been waiting for, the main events. There are six main events every year. This year was no exception. It does feel like some of these events were an eternity ago. The first main event of 2018 was Bart Royale. Yes, Bart Royale. Arriving in January of 2018 gave me a full 12 months to complain about it. This is the very first major event in 2018. Bart Royale ran from January 23rd to March 6th. This was your typical six-week event. Prize track items included, we had a lot of skins with this one. We had General Bart, Prepper Lindsay, Outlands Maggie, Emperor Mo, and Water Baron Burns. Water Baron Burns. There was one full character awarded in the prize track, which was Pyro, which I know Joe was very excited to get. There was a statue, Outlands decorations, a whole bunch of other items. Crafting was included with this. There were trenches, gates, house frames, playgrounds, all kinds of Battle Royale-inspired items. Premium characters, we finally got Wendell. We also got Eric. We also got Larry and Sam, which was a good aspect of this. Jeremy Jailbird, Mountain Man, PETA, and PETA, and the Ice Bishop of Beverly Hills. The big change to the game with this event was the first instance of defensive bonuses added to the game, the area around the building you place to increase your prize track payout. And we've also seen with all these events, Bart Royale was the first one that had the defensive bonus on there. So even though it's been in a bunch of different events, that was the first instance where we saw that.
She says it's been in a lot of other.
I am a mess tonight. I'm telling you, I've got terrible mommy brain. Okay. Also, also with Bart Royale, this was the first point that land became available with land tokens only. So this is when they changed everything over from cash purchase to land tokens. So that's everything with Bart Royale. Thoughts? So somebody else talks besides me about Bart Royale.
It was awesome.
See, for me,
I really enjoyed getting all the Outland stuff. I think there's two events that actually caused me to go into my Springfield and design areas. And as long as I've been playing this game, like now I'm just a dropper. I've got that entire wasted above the mountains land where I can just drop things. And I'm like, I don't care about them. That's where they sit in my big refuse pile, my Schwarmy the trash heap, if you will, of digital
so
assets.
So you liked Bart Royale because it gave you the opportunity to build a trash heap in Springfield.
No, because what I was going to say is these things I've actually turned into an area of my Springfield. Yeah. I wanted an Outlands version, and getting Wendell, getting Larry and Sam, those were really, really good things. The land tokens is probably my negative because I haven't been able to buy as much land as I want. Like, I got the 99 tokens or whatever it was as they converted over, which I think that happened with the Krusty Land stuff.
99 tokens and you can't use one?
I've used everyone. No, it's a good joke. Yeah, so I mean, I think I enjoyed getting all the Outland stuff, and it, as far as events go, you know, it's fine. But I appreciated what I got.
Yeah, I liked. I did not dislike it as much as Alyssa. So you can pull apart the double negative there and figure out what I really think, but I'm afraid to say it out loud. So the deal is that I really do like the Outlands thing, like work. It ended up being an extension of my weird Florida, which was all that free land they gave to us way up on the top right, which we will debate until the end of the year. But it's the top right. Anyway, the point is, so I kind of have like heaven and all my religious stuff sitting up in one corner, and then right next to it is all the Outland stuff. So it works out really well. I liked it a lot. And there's I have kept a couple of those people perpetually doing their thing in the Outlands. So I love Maggie hanging from the tree. So
yeah,
that was almost worth it for me right there. Yeah.
So, do you have any cons about it, Pat?
Yeah, well, the whole land introducing land tokens, if we had known what was coming, we would have been a lot more upset about it than we were. But no, I don't think it was awful. It's certainly not my favorite of the year, but it wasn't nearly as awful as some people think.
I mean, the premium characters were sort of whack. Like, nobody wants a murderer, Jack the Ripper going around, Arthur Fortune, blah.
Yeah.
We did get
that wasn't that. You're reading the wrong one. That's Springfield Jobs, bud.
Oops.
Save that for the next one.
See, that's funny. I mixed those two up as well at first. I had to go back and
goes to show you that it's not very memorable. Just saying.
I'm gonna do what readers should do. I'm reading what Alyssa wrote and sent me. And no, I like all the premium characters, so I like it even more now. Thanks.
Scroll Liz. Up. Anytime. I may not be able to read, but I can write pretty well.
Wow.
Saf.
For me, like from a freemium standpoint, I would say this might have been my least favorite event, just because it was a lot of skins. Even though the Maggie skin was awesome, I will say that. But from a premium standpoint, the reason I didn't choose it as my least favorite event was because the premium offerings were amazing. Wendell, and then you got Sam and Larry, as well as Eric. I thought the premium offerings were possibly one of the best of the year, minus this Christmas event. But yeah, that's the only thing that's keeping it from being my least favorite event. So I'd put it as a middle of the road, personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sucked. I hated it. I despised it. Worst event I've ever seen in this game. Absolutely terrible. Worse than Pagan Christmas.
She's not.
Horrible, no, horrendous what? Piece of garbage event that they could take it and shove it where the sun don't shine. Awful.
It's not worse than Pagan Christmas.
Yes, it was worse than Pagan Christmas because
no!
Pagan Christmas, we got better characters than this crap.
is there's bad and then there's Whacking Day bad. How bad?
Whacking
Day wasn't awful. I mean, it was hard, but it wasn't awful. Okay. You got a lot of stuff with Whacking Day.
Easter
didn't bother me. You know, Easter didn't bother me. This was terrible. Worst event I've ever seen in this game.
Worse than pagan Christmas. This is I'm gonna have to really file that away and think about that.
And in the show notes, I will do a comparison. Bart Royale prizes and pagan Christmas prizes. Bart Royale prizes sucked. You got all skins. Who the hell wants skins? So
I feel like Star Wars, you're like, who cares? Yeah,
all right.
Where did Meat Hook show up? Is that the next one?
Meat Hook was a mini event. We just talked about him like 10 minutes ago.
But I think
those two were tied together.
Event.
Yeah, they were tied together.
Event during it.
Yeah. It hit the end
just
of this
a couple one. Days. Just a yeah. couple days after, yeah.
So there you go. So that was for me.
But it's a totally different event.
Okay, fine. But what
I mean, that's like saying to me, well, Christmas was good, so Bart Royale was good. I mean, come on.
I never thought of it that way. Thanks.
It's like saying to me, Christmas 2017 was so good. That makes Bart Royale really good because that was the one that next. How's that? If you want me to find some pros, if you had donuts to spend, there were good premium. Wendell was nice. Larry and Sam were great. So I'm not opposed to the premiums. Of course, they were donut spending. And I put everything in the realm of what do you get for free?
And with the pyro.
Yeah,
didn't do anything for me. Sorry,
I'm kind of agree with Lisa. Alyssa, excuse me. Lisa Simpson. From the premium
the
standpoint,
in the rollerball too, but pyro.
All right, let's real quick. We'll go down the line. Everybody, give it a letter grade. We'll start with Wook.
I give it a B.
Mm-hmm.
Pat.
B.
Saf.
C minus.
F minus.
I think the grading system in New Jersey is a bit different than Canada.
The only thing worse is the incomplete.
I would give it a Q if I could, okay?
Is Pagan Christmas an F under that grading criteria?
Pagan Christmas was an F+, so.
Okay, I see where we're going. All right.
It goes.
Wiggle room.
It goes Pagan Christmas, Bart Royale. All right, there.
Okay.
All right. Springfield Jobs was the second major event of 2018, which Pat or Joe seems to think that the premium characters, everything blends into each other.
They do.
So Springfield Jobs ran from March 21st to May 9th, 7 weeks. This was the longest event of 2018. It's also considered to be Around the World Part 2. It was not the longest event ever, as we talked about when this event hit, but it was still pretty long. We took notable trips through Italy, England, and other places. Prize track included zero skins. That's a good event. 5 full characters, Primo, Nana Sophie, Nigel, Fernando, and Fit Tony. We got cathedrals, leaning towers, all kinds of around the world inspired buildings and decorations. Crafting, same deal. We got the canal shops, gondolas, all kinds of around the world inspired decorations. Premium characters included the Calabrese boys, which were really expensive. Wheels McGrath, the Pope, Jack the Ripper, Arthur Fortune, Guy Cognito, Raul, and a couple of dead writers. Notable changes to the game, nothing. This was your pretty standard main event. There was nothing really different about this one, although it was 7 weeks long, which was the longest since Clash of Clones. So guys, we'll start with Saf this time. Thoughts on Springfield Jobs?
So this was actually my least favorite event of 2018. Reason one, the length, it felt really long. There were a lot of characters, like you said, but the only characters I was really interested in this event were Fit Tony and Guy Incognito. So one freemium and one premium character. The other characters and all the other England and Italy decorations, it wasn't super thrilled or super excited to really get them. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Pat. Okay, I'm the opposite. I guess we're back to being yin and yang again. I'm sorry. But I agree that it was a weirdly un-Simpsons event, and that the most of the characters were not really Simpsons-type, characters. However, the from a design standpoint and something really unique, we had so much to work with. And I am kind of an Anglophile, so I loved all the carriages and the all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, if you look at my town, it's that whole thing is pretty pimped out. So it's, you know, it was one of my favorites as far as design. It was one that I really liked a lot. But from a story standpoint, it was weirdly out of place and way too damn long, period. And it was like 47 days, wasn't it?
7 weeks.
Yeah. You got to kill yourself at that point. You want to leave. You want to actually take an airplane to one of those places and just get the heck out of Dodge. But no, I you know, again, as far as a letter grade, I'm going to give it.
Don't do that yet. Oh, it's at sorry. The end.
Okay. Okay, I won't. I thought it was good. I liked it. Okay, it wasn't. Well, I didn't hate it.
I'm glad you didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Well, I think this event sucked. I'm with Seth.
Well, he thought something sucked. Good.
Yeah. It. Most of these buildings are up in my shwarmy trash heap, north of the mountains. And yes, Pat, north, I go by the ocean being on the West Coast, as you should too, being from Oregon. Mm-hmm. But anyways, in the mountains, I believe there's a big mountainy divide between us and Canada, because that's my understanding of geography.
You and I are in total agreement, my friend, fellow West Coaster. Yes.
But I think if all of this stuff, the around the world stuff, had come closer to the other around the world event, like I have a Japan area, I have a Brazil area. I mean, but when these came, I was just like, wow, a lot of these buildings look the same. And with the exception of the Harry Potter land of my crusty land that I created, I put my favorite of the British buildings up there and the rest of them just sit in my shwarmy trash heap. And I don't need a woman serial killer, or a serial killer of women running around my town. He's the first character I've ever stored.
You know? I can't believe, why'd you buy him?
Because I need everything. You know that, Liz.
199 donuts. I mean,
I didn't know he was going to be so awful.
If there was a Ted Bundy character, he would have bought him.
And then Gil comes to Springfield saying, here, buy Jack the Ripper. And you didn't know he was going to be awful?
Because I thought it'd be funny. Like, maybe they would say he doesn't kill people.
Maybe he's ripping his pants. Maybe he bends over ripped pants.
Or maybe he rips the mattresses off, or the tags off of mattresses against federal law. I don't know. But I was happy to get, like staff. Guy Incognito was really cool, and getting I like Fit Tony. I thought Nana Sophie was okay, but I'm not opposed to skins. If a skin is cool, I'm totally okay with it. So
as long as you have time to use them.
So
I make sure, like, I go through and make sure all of my characters like get time in their different skins. Like, it's Christmas, they're all in their Christmas skins.
I think not taking this clear off the map here, but the skin problem is a problem now that there's never downtime. When you have back to back to back to back, and Homer is always busy. Homer's got like what, 97 skins now?
Yeah, so, like 10,000 tasks.
Yeah, 98 now, and so you can't really utilize the fun stuff that he does. You know. So yeah. That is a problem. If they give skins to some of the more random characters, it might work better. But are you listening, EA?
Listen to us, EA.
So Springfield Jobs was middle of the road for me with this year. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was nowhere near as bad as Bart Royale. But I probably would rank it as like the third worst. So
let me get this straight. You didn't like Bart Royale?
I've only been bitching about it for 12 months. So
okay.
You thought right. I liked
I just,
it?
I just want to be clear.
I think I need to buy you like a hearing aid for Christmas.
Scroll up.
Scroll up. Just scroll up. It was kind of middle of the pack for me. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I enjoyed that we got a lot of free characters. Nana Sophie is hilarious. It reminds me of my own grandmother. So I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed a lot of the buildings. I made a Epcot area of my Springfield, right next to Krusty Land. So I put, you know, all those little buildings in there.
That's nice.
That's a good way to go.
Disney nutcase. So that worked out.
But there's so many.
I didn't use all of them. I mean, I'm not afraid of my storage. I'm not afraid of inventory. So
I'm not afraid.
I am, because that's where Jack the Ripper lives.
I didn't buy Jack the Ripper for that very reason. But yeah, so I enjoyed it. I didn't, like I said, it was middle of the road for me. You know, cons, the donut prices were outrageous for this. The Calabrese boys, 300 donuts for those two was absurd. Absolutely absurd. I bought them, but it was absurd. So that's kind of where I am with that. So we'll go real quick, right down the line. Quick letter grade, start with Safi.
I'll give it a D+.
Pat?
I liked it more. I'm getting going to B.
Look.
D+.
I would give it a C+. Okay. So Itchy and Scratchy Land was the third major event in 2018. Itchy and Scratchy Land ran from May 30th to July 11th, another standard six-week event. The prize track included three full characters, Diane, Bort, and Corporal Punishment, an amusement park ride for each act, statues, signs, parade starters, a child care center, and we got Itchy for free when the event started, which was cool. Everybody was asking for Itchy and Scratchy for the longest time. Crafting included basically track pieces for the amusement park rides and other amusement park accessories. Premium characters included Scratchy for 300 donuts, Jeremy, Miss Mouse, June Bellamy, the park engineer, Tina Ballerina. Squeaky Voice Attendant was also premium, but that was a skin for Squeaky Voice Teen. Notable changes to the game. This was the big one this year. Krusty Land was forever destroyed. We were forced to move everything to Main Springfield. And this was the first event where we, the addicts, got some heads up on spoilers from EA. So we were able to release information prior to it hitting. This event was also full of a lot of bugs. This is the buggiest one we've had in recent memory. Lots of lag, lots of crashing, lots of aggravation. So yeah, in addition to the Itchy and Scratchy Land, we got 4th of July content as well, but we're not going to really, we'll just focus this on Itchy and Scratchy Land. So this time we'll start with Pat.
Okay, so this was one I think I wrote about that I was really excited when we got the prelim info, and then I was really disappointed when it actually started to happen. So it's like we all got our, you know, we were all eager. Oh, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Well, boy, everybody's going to love this. And then, boom, it hit, and it was awful. And the land thing didn't work, and it was buggy as crap. And it stayed buggy, and it broke games and whatever. I'm kind of at a place now where, I mean, I know I'm jumping ahead, but after they've added all those other lands that became this gigantic park. I mean, this is like living next to Orlando or something now. There's so many amusement areas in that one area. I think that it was kind of the precursor to some more bad ideas, you know, where they're forcing us with big giant chunks of land to deal with this stuff and then move it or keep it or whatever. I didn't have a problem. I will confess that part of my thing was I did not have any problems. My track ran fine. My roller coasters ran fine. I liked the design part of it. I thought it was clever. But boy, was I tired of dealing with, you know, readers, because it was hell. It was a crap. For that, it was crap. So, yeah. It's okay. I haven't given it a grade yet, but I
won't give it a grade yet.
I know. I won't.
Don't do it. Look.
So this is like one of those weird ones, because I would probably put this down as middle of the road for me. However, bringing Krusty Land to my Springfield was like the most awesome thing ever, and getting all those land tokens to, because I had spent all that time in Krusty Land and bought every piece of land, I was repaid for that effort. And I really enjoyed, like, decorating Krusty Land, but then it just fell off. There was nothing new. So getting the new stuff really, really excited me. That's the number one design that I've done, is my Krusty Land, like, combining all the Itchy and Scratchy stuff with the Krusty stuff. And also creating my own little Harry Potter land that's in there, which finally gave me a use for all that garbage.
Harry Potter doesn't like to be called little, by the way. He's old now. He said Harry Potter doesn't like to be called little anymore.
He was born the same year as me, Pat, so he's old.
There you go.
Call him Tiny Potter. He doesn't want to be called little.
But no, so I like that stuff, and I didn't have any bugs, like Pat said. I was really lucky. But overall, like, the premium characters were – I liked getting Jeremy, and I really, really loved getting Bort, but I didn't care about any of the others. And I liked anything that I could put in my theme park. But, you know, overall, there wasn't that much. It's just it got me designing again, which I approved of. So it's middle of the road.
Okay. Saf?
Wook said a lot of what I was going to say, Ashley. Yeah, for me, it was middle of the road. I spent a lot of time designing my Krusty Land, and I had every inch of it covered. So I got a lot of land tokens. For me, I would have liked this event a bit more, but just on a personal level, it was a really busy time for me. During this period, I went to like 8 different countries, 5 different states. I was traveling constantly, and a couple provinces as well. But yeah, I really didn't have enough time to go over and above. I did manage to unlock every prize, but just barely. So I didn't really get to enjoy the event as much as some of the other events. So I think I would have liked it a little bit more if I had more time in the game. But I was fortunate enough not to have any of the bugs. And Krusty Land was one of the areas I really did love. I used to visit it every day, really did spend a lot of time designing it. So to get some extra pieces and extra little things to go with it was awesome. And the two characters that I was really looking forward to, Wook already alluded to, Jeremy and Bort. So I was really excited to have both of those guys.
So are we doing letter grades now?
I didn't give my opinion yet.
No, your opinion is you hated Bart Royale. So this wasn't as bad as Bart Royale. Move on.
I will tell you, this was probably number 3 from the top for me. So, yeah, third event. So it was slightly better than Springfield Jobs for me. I enjoyed destroying Krusty Land. I enjoyed getting all the extra land. I'm with Pat, though. I was really excited for this before it hit, and then it hit, and I was really disappointed because it didn't do what we thought it was going to do. I enjoyed the premium characters. I enjoyed the freemium characters, but the best part about this was destroying Krusty Land. It was fun. And getting all those land tokens, that was also fun. And I love having my Krusty Land as part of my main Springfield because I like amusement parks, so I enjoyed designing it. Like I said, I made my Krusty Land. I added a little Epcot to it. Now there's a lot of things you can incorporate into Krusty Land that you couldn't before because of the limitations of what could be in main Springfield versus what could be in the other Krusty Land. So I enjoyed this one for that purpose and that purpose alone. So now we can give letter grades, and this time we will start with Joe.
I think just because of the love for crafting, I'm going to give it a B-.
Saf?
I'll give it a solid B.
Pat?
I was going to give it a solid C+, but, and I forgot to mention this, they made one huge critical programming error, which is when they gave us all that land and they had us bring everything in, they did not increase the item limits accordingly. And so that's the first time I started running into hard item limits where it's like I was designing away and loving what I was doing. This is so great. Boom, dead. Oh, crap. You know, and it's never really improved a whole lot since then.
I'm kind of sure crap isn't the word you used.
Well, maybe. Whatever. Anyway, so it goes from a C+ to a C-, almost a D for me because of that. It was irritating. It got irritating for me. So
I, like Wook, will give this one a B-. Clearly didn't irritate me as much as it irritated Pat.
Just one quick question about this event. Was this the event where we were able to store in groups?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then
that created a ton of lag.
When you pulled them out, it took forever to load. And then sometimes if you're up against your item limit, you'd go to bring it in and it'd go what? No, you can't do that. It's like, I can't unlock it. I can't release it. I cannot, you know, it's awful. I hated it.
This is also where you could, like, if you grabbed the big area and dragged it over, whatever you set it down on top, it would let you then have that as something to grab and move elsewhere, which was
really nice. The pavement, the road, that was really nice.
If it didn't lag.
The thing that sucked about it is if you have any sort of pavement or road in what you grab, you can only move it within the squares. And I've always hated that the roads are only available, like, in certain blocks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I should be able to put it anywhere, but oh well.
Yeah.
Okay. Moe's Ark was the fourth major event of 2018. Moe's Ark ran from August 1st to September 12th, another standard six-week event. Also notable during Moe's Ark, Sam was born. So you guys had to deal with Pat for a lot of this, and Pat has a new appreciation for what I do.
To say the least.
So the prize track for this included three full characters, Brittany Brockman, T-Rex, and Teenage Homer, a skin, Mad Dr. Hibbert, animal-themed buildings and decorations. Crafting was eliminated for this event, so there was no crafting. We did get upgrading habitats, which released new animals that you could see in the habitat, which was nice. Premier characters included Sarah Wiggum, 300 donuts for Sarah, but Sarah was there. Aslan, Allison Taylor, Joan Bushwell, Knifey Spoonie, Yo-Yo, and a ridiculous three-eyed whale. You bought that three-eyed whale. Santa needs to bring you a lump of coal.
No, Santa, no.
Bring me three.
You need a three-eyed lump of coal look. Notable changes to the game. Nothing new was added. They changed crafting, but of course, we all got excited that they changed crafting, and then they brought it right back for the next event. So, other than that, that was Moe's Ark. So this time, we'll go back and do Safi.
For me, this was also another middle-of-the-road event, just like the last one with Itchy and Scratchy. I did like the character offerings with Brittany and Teenage Homer, as well from the premium standpoint. Sarah Wiggum, I mean, bracket battle runner-up, so it was nice to have her. Allison Taylor was another bracket battle character I was really looking forward to have, so that was nice. The habitats, they were nice, but I just had so much currency that I just got so many different habitat pieces and upgraded so many habitats that I have so many of them just sitting in my inventory. And yes, I know inventory is unlimited. You have unlimited inventory. Yeah, I can't really come up with too many negatives. It was just middle of the road. I'm not going to say too much good about it, but can't really say too much bad about it either.
You're sure that the unlimited inventory is actually a burning hole in the ozone, right? It's got to be going somewhere.
Pat.
It's funny. I think I was so kind of beaten down by all the craziness of Itchy and Scratchy Land that when they gave us the big chunk, I actually enjoyed this one. I thought there was some funny, really funny animals and fun stuff. And I didn't over-design. I started because I couldn't because of item limits. But I built what I liked, a really functional zoo that all added up into my gigantic theme park. And there's some funny stuff. So I didn't bother me. I had fun with it. I kind of let it go.
Like Elsa?
Yeah. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah. That right there, Pat. When we do a new intro video, I think you need to use that scene right there. Look.
Wow.
You have to follow that. Try following that.
I want to imagine Pat wearing
I've been there.
Martin's Ice Queen dress at the Ice Fortress.
I have five daughters. You can trust me that there are times when I've been wearing bride outfits and tutus and all kinds of things. So.
Oh, I've got daughters too. I feel you.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to find one of my size.
I'd like to imagine you as Martin's Ice Queen. And we can make that happen on a banner, Pat.
Let's go for it.
I concur. I like that idea.
We have the files. It's, I mean, I give this like high middle of the road. It was actually like the perfect kind of event because there was no stress to it. You got cool stuff. You got to design a zoo. You got a couple characters good. There was actually like, yes, Sarah Wiggum, whopping 300, but we asked for her. So we knew it was going to be a whopping 300.
Yep.
But I like Joan Bushwell and Knifey Spoonie. You know, and yeah,
I just like saying Knifey Spoonie. Just say Knifey Spoonie five times. How can you not laugh?
And I am getting, I guess, a ridiculous three-eyed piece of coal from Santa. But like I said, I have a problem. I need to have everything. But courtesy of Safi teaching me the joys of donut farming, it wasn't my money that I spent on it.
That's right.
It was EA's.
But you are ruining the game for everyone else.
But if he bought the donut factory in 50 days, it'll be covered by the money he spent.
I bought the donut factory because I had to.
The only thing that was kind of offensive is that the three-eyed whale was as much as Sarah Wiggum, and Sarah Wiggum's not that large. So it's like, come on. There should be some discrepancy in pricing there somewhere.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Well,
I figured, so the way I think I actually remember telling Liz, somebody had to buy the three-eyed whale to be able to talk about it, so I took one for the team.
Oh, nice try. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that has it, so if you want an opinion on the three-eyed whale, come to the two-eyed Wookiee.
Two eyes and very fuzzy. All right, so let me preface this by saying every event we had up until this point, up until the end of this point, I was pregnant for. So my opinions are a little skewed based on pregnancy and general aggravation. And this particular event was the end of my pregnancy. So coupled with the fact that it was August, I was 9 months pregnant. I despise animals. And Sarah Wiggum was 300 donuts. This would be my worst event if not for Bart Royale. If Bart Royale was not in 2018, this would be the worst. But I don't hate this as much as I hated Bart Royale. But I didn't enjoy this one. But like I said, my opinion is probably skewed as far as that's concerned. I mean, I'm not a big animal fan. All that stuff is in my inventory now. Like literally. Everything we got with this event, with the exception of the characters, is in my inventory. Wow. So yeah, I didn't like it. I don't want a zoo in Springfield. Sorry. That's me. So real quick, letter grades.
That's not fair, Liz. You like animals, provided they're in your mouth.
I like them when they're on my plate. They can't be on my plate. I don't like them. Wow. Which reminds me, tomorrow I'm going for a nice big steak, Pat. At Wolfgang's.
A place was great.
So, okay. Letter grade time. Walk.
It's a B.
Saf.
Plus.
I'm on the fence between a B plus and a B, but I'm going to go with a B again. Solid B.
Pat. Yeah, I liked it. B plus.
And I'm going to give it a D.
Not a D minus. Not a D minus, minus, minus. Or an F minus. Just a D. A D. All right.
I should point out when we air this, you'll have had the steak 2.5 weeks ago. So you should add how it was in your show notes.
It was delicious. Melted in your mouth. I will post the picture in the show notes. It was delicious.
Trust me. I've been there. It melts.
It's delicious.
Steak. Yeah.
All right. We are up to Halloween. The traditional Halloween event was the fifth major event of 2018. Treehouse of Horrors ran from October 3rd to November 14th, 14 days after Halloween. A little overdue, in my opinion. This was a standard six-week, three-act event. The prize track included, we had a monster theme with this, classic monsters. So we got Countess Dracula, She-Wolf, and the female mummy. We also got various shopping areas, buildings, monster-themed decorations. Premium characters included the Frankensteins, werewolves, mummies, all kinds of monster themed items, spooky decorations of buildings, made up crafting, and no notable changes to the game other than they did bring back the dig site, which was from Time Travel 2017. So we really did travel back in time with that one. That was really it. So who started last time? Let's do with Pat. You go first this time.
Loved it. I'm a huge fan of Universal Pictures monster movies. I grew up with them. It was just like one memory after another memory after another memory for me. I loved it. I thought it was great. I liked the digging part. I liked all of it. There wasn't anything negative I could say about it. They not to beat this theme to death like I have all year, they actually upped the item limits right at the right time to allow me to actually decorate and do what I need to do with that event. So yeah, I love it. I think it's great. The Wolfman, all those guys, it's great. I liked it.
Walk.
I'm with Pat. I loved it. Won't give it an A, a grade, because don't want Liz to get mad at me. The A is for Alyssa. But I really, really enjoyed this event. It was good. It was really, really good. I was like, in my head, I'm not giving it a grade, and then I totally slipped. But yeah, it was so much fun. I like bringing back the dig site. I like having the Frankensteins, Nosferatu, werewolf, the mummy. I even like Beatrice. Like, you know, I don't want squeaky voice teen to end up with Shauna. I don't care if she had a bar mitzvah. She's a bad influence.
She's a pedophile. Like, I just watched that episode again.
Yeah, she needs squeaky voice teen needs a girl like Beatrice. And then I really enjoyed on the prize track for the relics. You know, yes, it's three skins. But there are three amazing skins for characters that don't have tons of them, like Wiggum, Grandpa, and Milhouse. Really, really good. And Millie, like, doing his Howl at the Moon and Poodle is probably, like, my favorite thing all year. So, yeah, it was good. It was really, really fun.
Seth. Oh, sorry. Yeah. We were done. I'm sorry.
No, I'm go ahead, Will. Like, Alyssa's name starts with an A.
I'm always on the A team. Seth.
I agree with both guys. I loved it. It was a great event. Can't think of a single negative about the event. All the monsters and Beatrice wasn't a great fit with the monsters, but still loved her as well. So yeah, no negatives at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you guys. I really enjoyed Halloween this year. They brought back a lot of classic Halloween elements, which was nice. You know, my only complaint with it was I don't think I had any complaints. Actually, I stand corrected. I didn't have any complaints. I'm not a big fan of the dig site in general, but it wasn't terrible. It gave you something to do when you log into the game, so I really can't. And I agree with Wolf. I did, even though they're skins, I enjoyed Mummy Wiggum, Vampire Grandpa, and Werewolf Milhouse. They were amusing. And it was a nice little
and this
bonus.
Was your first event that you weren't pregnant.
Yes, that's probably why I don't have many negatives for it. So
Bart Royale, and this is
so real quick letter grades. This time let's start with Wook.
What does your name start with, Alyssa?
Q.
So it gets a Q. A solid Q.
Pat.
A.
Steph.
A.
I'm going to give this one a B plus, A minus, somewhere in there. I enjoyed it. It wasn't my favorite. Not my favorite, but I enjoyed it. So B plus, A minus, somewhere in there.
I was just going Canadian. Hey.
You sound Italian. You don't sound Canadian.
Yeah, that's more Italian.
No. It was an Italian section of Toronto.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's
gives it an A, eh?
That's right, eh? Let's go to Timmy's and grab a 2-4.
All right, the last event of 2018 is one when you're watching this, we are wrapping up tomorrow, January 2nd, and that is Christmas 2018. Christmas runs from December 5th to January 2nd. 4 weeks, four acts. First introduction of the multi-event, direct from EA. The multi-event means a new event structure. The multi-event, multi-events consist of multiple shorter acts than main events, allowing for a greater breadth and variety of content and themes. Multi-events contain no crafting or friend actions, instead focusing on unlocking items from each act's prize track, similar to mini events. This one includes four new freemium characters, one for each act. So Angel Lisa, a full character, Deep Freeze, full character, Ghost of Christmas Past, full character, and Mrs. Claus, as well as a host of Christmas-themed items that also go along with the stories told for each act. There is absolutely no crafting with this. Premium characters included young versions of Marge, young versions of Abe, young Barney, young Artie, Kathy from Personnel, and others. Nothing overwhelming was changed with this, except for the multi-event introduction. I'm considering this a main event, though, because it's 4 weeks, and it doesn't really fit the mini-event theme. So let's start with Wook on this one.
So I still think it's too early to have a real opinion, but I like the idea of four mini-events compiled together into a big event, because generally people don't hate mini-events. Even the one that you think was meh, you don't like have like deep seated ire and hatred for it.
It's not Port Royal.
Generally, there you can get all the stuff. And like, I had a big question. I was like, you know, if I don't finish the Lisa one, when the Bart one happens, do I lose out? But no, and they run simultaneously. And I was like, dude, this is cool. Now, I mean, the stuff that they come with, meh, you know, it's okay. It's no Halloween. But yeah, like, I enjoy it, but they've used all the best Christmas stuff, and we'll see what happens in the third act and the fourth act. You know, right now, like, it's sort of like segueing, but, you know, using Die Hard as your theme, it's fun. Like, yeah, overall, it is fun.
Best Christmas and, movie ever?
Yeah.
Even?
Yeah. Actually, Gremlins is the best Christmas movie ever, but...
I know we had this debate last year.
I just like saying that because Liz gets so mad because this is her holiday. Hold on, let me show half my face so she doesn't hurt me.
This is my life, guys. This is my life. I give you the instructions and they somehow come out like this.
Come on, Gremlins is a great Christmas movie.
Okay, Pat.
It's funny. No.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, no, you should be. No, I think that the event, I'm not really sure how you say it. It's an event with four events, so you kind of go event or something like that to make it work. I don't know. Anyway, I don't mind it at all. I think it's nice. It's a nice, relaxing, easy thing to do. You know, this is where we get stuck in the time-space continuum, because we're actually recording something that's going to play on January 2nd, but we're going to talk about this event more on December 16th on our 15th. Oh, good. See, there's the
thing. I'll show up on Sunday.
I've lost a day. No, but the deal is we're going to talk about it on Saturday, so I don't really want to repeat myself before I've even said it. Crazy. It's insane. Anyway. The deal is, I'm not wild about Lisa as an angel. It gives me the creeps. But the rest of the stuff is fine. It's good. And it has actually forced me, which will appear in my Friday filler tomorrow that already appeared that I haven't written yet. I don't
know. Friday filler from December 14th.
Yeah, there you go. It has to do with land use, because this did force me to open up a ton of extra space in my Christmas land, which is just north of my Springfield Heights area. So it's kind of cool. I mean, I actually had to move a bunch of stuff around to make it work. It's the first time I've had to really think about moving or nuking bits and pieces. So it worked out well. It's fine. It's nice.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
See, okay, can we just talk about one thing? I'll probably say it again on Saturday, so sorry for repeating myself. But, like, Liz hates skins, and Christmas is her thing. So they gave us Angel Lisa as a separate character that's not a skin, and it's
weird.
And I'm totally okay with having like past versions of like Barney and Ziff and Homer. I'm
This is dead Lisa. This is dead Lisa.
It's not necessarily dead.
It could be her in costume from like that mall episode.
No. She's like full blown wrath, sword, eyeball floating around, talking.
But it's not Lisa. No. The whole thing is with it. We're gonna have this whole debate on Saturday. But this whole thing with it being Angel Lisa versus Lisa and a separate character is that Lisa is Lisa and this is Angel Lisa. So therefore, it's an angel that looks like Lisa and has the same name, but it's not Lisa because you could have the two of them talking to each other at the same time.
Oh, there we go. It's Malibu. Oh my God. This is somebody that actually has thought about. I'm impressed. I am impressed.
Okay, friends. Okay. All I'm going to say is if you did not listen to the Addicts Live on the 15th of December, go back. Because I'm looking forward to our future conversation, which you already listened to and are now listening to.
I'm going to have to change the show note structure, apparently.
And for those of you who are confused, I can make a Doc Brown style Back to the Future timeline map of how this all works out with Pat writing his post afterwards.
So,
am I younger or am I older? That's all I want to know.
We actually recommend that you listen to this episode with Huey Lewis in the background.
Talk about a guy who's old. I saw him at a golf tournament. Anyway, go ahead.
Safi, your opinion on Christmas.
I love it, actually. So.
The event, not the holiday.
the event? No, I'm kidding. I love it, too. I call it Angel Lisa, A-Lisa for short, but Elisa is great. The Way We Was is one of my favorite Simpsons episodes. So to get younger versions of all the characters, I'm super excited. Like, I thought The Way We Was could have been a whole mini event. I know when Wook had that post a couple of years ago, designer mini event. Was he Wook or maybe it was Alyssa? Sorry,
probably Wook. It's never me. That's always Wookie's idea. Yeah.
So my submission was for like The Way We Was. I love having the younger versions of them. So really, really enjoying this event. The week three was amazing, and this week four was awesome.
yeah,
best ever.
Yeah, when they did the whole Bigly event,
when they did a recap of Bart Royale, you faked them all out. Now, the only thing I wish you could do with characters, and this is something that I've really grappled with. I've had to get really tricky with some characters I want to kind of keep in one area. I wish there was a way to corral them. So I wouldn't mind having all these young people if they were like in their own little town or something. It's weird to see them crossing paths on a sidewalk. It's like, that guy looks familiar. Yeah. Oh, that's me. You know, no, I don't like that. We'll talk about
Homer
Saturday.
And young Homer and Guy Incognito and then the weird Snidely Whiplash guy from the Wild West episode.
So
It should surprise no one that Christmas is my favorite. It's my favorite event this year for a variety of reasons. One being that it's Christmas. I love Springfield and snow. It's hard to get me to not like a Christmas event, which is why Pagan Christmas was so tragic. It's better than Bart Royale, but,
wow.
But that's not saying much.
Go ahead.
So I honestly really enjoy the multi-event format, the 1 week, 4 weeks long format for this time of the year, because this is such a hectic time of the year for everyone, including me, who's trying to keep up with posts and get everything situated, as well as trying to do a ton of stuff in my real life. So it's really nice to be able to have a nice simplified event. It's got great characters with it, great premium purchases. I'm not too thrilled with the price tag on some of these premium purchases, which we went into on our Addicts Live episode on December 15th. So if you missed it, make sure you go back and watch that, because it is a little disturbing what donut farmers are doing and increasing the price, making everybody pay instead of 150 for a character combo. Now it's 175 donuts.
We blame Safi, but that's okay.
Blame Canada.
all Canada's fault. So yeah, there's some great elements for this. I really, really, really love the stories, as evident by the fact that I've been posting the dialogue for each act in full. I don't ever really do that. But this the stories are so good, and they're done with such great detail that I really give EA a lot of credit. They spend a lot of time focusing on the dialogue with this, which they've really been lacking in other areas lately. So that's why I don't post it often, because it mostly stinks. But this event, the dialogue's really good. The storylines are nice. It's got nice flow to them. I really enjoy it. A lot of great animations with this. The snowmobile animation is hilarious. Although I will say the only good character on the prize tracks, I mean, they're all okay, but the only really good character is Mrs. Claus. The rest of them are kind of like, eh, whatever. But
aren't you excited we unlocked Mrs. Claus yesterday or today?
Brilliant. Mrs. Claus. Well, I would hope if the event ends tomorrow, I would hope you had Mrs. Claus unlocked like a week ago. So, Christmas was my favorite. So we'll do a real quick letter grade. This time we'll go back to Safi.
I'm going to give it an A again, actually. This ties Halloween for my favorite event of the year.
Pat?
Yeah, me too. Well, for different reasons, yeah.
It gets a B plus so far.
Okay.
So far, it's over.
I give it an A, although I give it an F for frustration with people not reading what I write.
Scroll up.
That's a separate thing. That's not EA's fault. I guess kind of it is EA's fault, but, you know. Scroll up, guys. Just scroll up.
That's the title of this episode, A Year in Review, Scroll Up.
Yeah, it should be. It really should be. Yeah.
So real quick, I know we gave everything a letter grade, and we kind of said it already, but I just want to say what our favorite event was, middle of the road, and least favorite.
Did anybody write down our grades?
I was going to make a table after this to include in the show notes, but...
So you wrote it down?
No, I didn't write it down as we were doing it, though.
The magic of television, we watch the tape.
So the deal is if you said we could have ties, then I'm going to go with Halloween and Christmas as my favorite.
But if I'm forcing you to pick one,
Halloween. Okay. Yeah.
Which is your middle of the road?
Probably the I've already forgotten the name of it. Jobs, Springfield Jobs.
Okay. And your least?
Let's see. Bar Royal. It's Bar Royal. I'll go with Bar Royal. It was awful.
No, you gave it a better awful. Grade than that.
No, it was awful.
Look.
So my favorite is Halloween for sure. That's the best. And now I'm trying to scroll up and reopen the email because I didn't realize we were gonna go back.
Yeah, I just opened it again too.
My middle of the road is probably I gave like a B minus or a B to everything. So
no, that's not true. You hated Springfield Jobs, so that you gave a D to.
I didn't like Springfield Jobs. That's my least favorite is Springfield Jobs. Thank you for listening to me, Liz. I appreciate you.
I'm the only one that pays attention. I know.
And
I scroll up.
Alyssa scrolls up and she listens. That's why she's better than me. I'll admit it.
I feel like you need to scroll up on your screen here at some point. We have to see the rest of your face at some point.
We're scrolling up. Oh, no.
So we'll say Wookiee's favorite was Halloween. Least favorite was Springfield Jobs, and everything else fell in the middle.
No. Christmas is higher than like my middle stuff. So I don't want people to think I don't like Christmas. It's just, sorry, we're recording in the past. It's not done yet. I'm saving my opinion. So
we'll update the show notes with Wookiee's true opinion on the second or on the first. Saf.
So I gave Christmas and Halloween both A's, but I'd say Christmas 1, Halloween 2. I gave Moe's Ark and Itchy and Scratchy both B's. But I'd say Itchy and Scratchy 3 and Mozart 4. And then, I gave Bart Royale a D minus. I gave Bart Royale the D plus, and then I gave Springfield Jobs the D minus. So, I would say Springfield Jobs is my least favorite.
All right. So my favorite, Christmas, followed closely by Halloween. Middle of the road, I'm going to say is It's a tie between Itchy and Scratchy Land and Springfield Jobs. If you had to pick one, I would go with Itchy and Scratchy Land. And my least favorite is Pagan Christmas. No.
It's Springfield Jobs.
My least favorite was Bart Royale. And thank God it's a new year and I don't have to talk about it ever again because that event was awful.
You heard it here, folks.
As the residents,
wheel or snake vaccine or pagans.
I really rather would.
As the resident stats guy, I have to say, when you have six items, the third and fourth are technically both middle. So.
I know. I totally agree with you. That's what I say. The concept in general is kind of odd. No,
it was more a matter of what event do you just kind of view as like your middle of the road, not dead middle, but like what were you like? Okay, this was all right, not terrible, not great, but you know that's what middle of the road means. Not literally what's in the middle.
I did all my schooling in French, so sorry, English is my second language. No.
I totally agree with Saf, but it's whatever. Here's
do you
my big
understand
concern.
The words coming out of my mouth?
I do. I just think that your system is flawed, but that's okay. It's really easy because we have Christmas and we have Bart Royale and everything else is in the middle. So here.
All right, Pat, for your birthday today, I'm going to make a post on the statistics of the fan polling.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
Okay, so the reader results from these the exact same questions. Their favorite event was Halloween.
Yeah.
And that was followed closely by Itchy and Scratchy Land. Middle of the road, Moe's Ark, which was followed not so closely, but okay, but also by Itchy and Scratchy Land. And their least favorite event was Bart Royale.
That was
sometimes our readers are very smart. When they don't scroll up and they're right, they're not.
But when you say least favorite, do you mean like 23% voted that versus like 21% for something else?
No, 24.7 versus 23 for Itchy and Scratchy Land was like runner up for everything. It's kind of funny. Like people either loved it or they hated it.
I think it had to do if you got lagged and your thing blew up. It was I liked it because I didn't have trouble.
Itchy and Scratchy Land was very polarizing. Either you loved the fact that Krusty Land was destroyed or you hated it, and there really was no like true middle ground on it.
There was people that were really sad that wrote really like. Pissed. Yeah, I wouldn't even say pissed. I'd say sad. It was like, I can't believe I lost.
They hadn't been there in years.
I know. Yeah. Some people go there all the time, apparently.
I went there every day. Every day. I had over a million of those little Krusty Land tickets.
There you go.
I had
a lot, but.
So here's my only concern with this whole format of this video that we're doing. So I'm going to be traveling back east during the holidays by airplane, which. Could be a complete, I won't use any words that jump to my mind. I may not be here when this actually airs. Who knows where this is going to be? I don't know where I'm going to be. I might be stuck in some godforsaken New Jersey airport.
Oh, waiting frozen, for my to flight to come,
frozen to the ground.
Frozen to the ground. On your birthday, Pat, I think you'll be okay.
I'm fine. I'm not going to be anywhere near. I'm not flying again. And as long as we get there, I'll be fine. I don't fly out again till the 8th.
If you're frozen to a sidewalk, don't worry. I have plenty of salt. I can sprinkle around you.
You know how they get unfrozen. They just go away.
Pat is pretty salty already. He'll be fine. <I'm salty.
laughs> This is true.
All right, guys. So if anyone else have anything they'd like to add about the events of 2018, all 12 of them.
What a year. Yeah.
It has been a year. Standard 6 mini, 6 regular. Who knows what 2019 is going to bring? I'm kind of excited to see what happens, but I'm excited every year. And last year I got Bart Royale in January.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
That's right.
And EA has been saying sorry to you ever since.
I think so. I think they're genuinely sad that they upset me. So they're trying very hard to make up for it. Yes, and Safi's right, because Christmas 2017 was so good, the best of times, and then you got Bart Royale, which was a piece of crap, the worst of times.
I don't think crap is the word she used. Anyway,
I think I would just need to go watch It's a Wonderful Life and realize there's other things to be thankful for.
Oh, don't you worry. No. I forgot. I actually hated Bart Royale so much, I forgot it was in 2018. So
she hated it out of her memory.
I hated it so much. All right, guys. So anything else they'd like to add about the events? No, everybody's good.
I hope everyone had a good holiday season.
Yes. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Pat. Sorry, I forgot.
All right. Not a problem.
All right, guys. I hope everyone has a great new year. You stick to those New Year's resolutions, and let's hope that 2019 in TSTO brings us lots of fun, lots of excitement, lots of good things. I have no idea who the most popular character Now We All Want is, now that Sarah's in the game, but we will see.
It's Zootroy.
Zootroy's in the game too.
I know.
Are we due for another bracket battle at some point?
We'll be back.
Every character, everything keeps getting added to the game, so we're out of ideas. So yes, hopefully 2019 will bring us a good year for TSTO. No Bart Royale like events, and that's it. That's it from us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will see you guys in a couple of weeks on the next Addicts Live. Hopefully, we have something exciting to talk about. Happy New Year, guys!
Bye.
Happy birthday, Pat.
Thanks, John. Thanks.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at tstoaddicts. Until next time, friends.
Talking about Happy Snipper.
As we go live, so now I have to make my first edit. Although part of me feels like maybe I shouldn't make an edit there.
Just leave it in there. Make him guess.
Leave it.
Be the bloopers. The blooper reel at the end. All right, you ready? Let's go.
Hi, well, hello, friends.
Another year.
I don't know that I should have said this is pre-recorded.